Okay. All right, the first thing I want to begin with is, last week on Thursday, if you remember, we had a halacha, a din, that came from Ali Yosef, the Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Rabbeinu, the Muki Yosef, quoted the Ali Yosef, the Rabbeinu Yonah, okay? And he quoted him, and he said that if the machzik squatting on a piece of land, of course, if the machzik is squatting on a piece of land, and the protester, the marakama, protests in front of two edim, and the edim say, the edim come forward to Beis Din and say, he did protest in front of us, but we want you to know that we didn't say it over to anyone. Okay? Does everyone recall that? Remember we had that in Muki Yosef quoted the Rabbeinu Yonah? And the Aiden that saw the protest said very clearly, what did they say? They said that there is one. What did they say? They said that, thank you very much, Evan. They said that they did not pass it over to anyone. So what's the halacha? What do we say according to Rabbeinu Yonah? Someone tell me. Yitzi, what do we say? Even if they said they didn't say it over to anyone, it's still good. Why is it still good? Because the Gemara said what? Chaver to chaver isle. There's a network. That was the thing we had in Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? That's interesting. I didn't mention it. I want you to just get it before we go on to the Mahalach today. Is that it's interesting. I saw that the Beis Lechem Yehuda quoted the Stipler. He quoted the Stipler. Who asked the Chazon Ish the following. And that is, how are the Edim believed? How are the Edim believed? You think that the two Edim are next to each other every second? Are the two Edim next to each other every second that they can say, we didn't say it over? How does that work? Right? In other words, how are they believed to say, that's what he asked in Siman Zion. Now there's a two Edim. There's no two Edim. Kol echad mehem meyed shlo hever amacha sheshamu rak eid echa ha'atzmo. Da'chaveroin harei eini yachol lohayin. Kemet shenei yimah b'chol zman hayom v'hashana. Do you think these two Edim are always hanging around with one another? How are the two Edim always hanging around with one another? Right? How can they say, they can say about themselves, but they can't say what? About the other guy. Does everyone hear that point? That's a very important point. The Stipler asked the Chazon Ish. You know, the Stipler was the brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish. He asked this kasher to the Chazon Ish, the Stipler. And he said, how is this Shaykh? How is this Shaykh at all? How is this Shaykh to say that there are two Edim that we're testifying? How could that be? We never find Edis like that. It's a very important kasher. I thought it was a very interesting kasher. So the Chazon Ish answered him, I want you to get this, that there is no Edus. You don't need the definition of Edus here. But rather, each person is believed on his own, midin peshas or peshahitr. Meaning to say, that when they testify that the Marakama protested in front of us, they testify immediately, and I want you to know, we didn't pass it on to anyone else. But it's called peshas or peshahitr. Remember we mentioned that last week, peshas or peshahitr? What is peshas or peshahitr, we said? What is Peshas and Peshitur? The woman says she's in need of it, then a second later she's joking. She says she's Tahorim. Correct? That's Peshas or Peshitur. Peshas or Peshitur. Right? So the Chazon Ish says, when these two Edim say that we did not pass it on to anyone, they are saying it regarding themselves, Peshas or Peshitur. Each guy on his own is saying, I didn't pass it on. And the other guy is saying, I didn't pass it on. So it's not in the rubric of Edus. And that is why it is acceptable. And they say it immediately after they testify. We want you to know we didn't pass it on. But I want you to write down in your notes, the Meiri has the exact same taina that the Stipler has. V'lo'od elisha ein zu Edus. She'en echad yodea b'chaverim siper davarzeh imlav. No one knows about his what? What his friend was doing all this time? How do you know your friend didn't say it over? So the Stipler's kasha to the Chazon Ish is found in the Meiri. That this is not real Edus. What is the din of Rabbeinu Yonah? The din of the Rabbeinu Yonah is that the Edim are saying that they didn't pass it over.
How is that Aedus? What, they're Aedim. One aid can testify in the other aid. He wasn't with them all the time, his whole life. Last two years, last year. Right? Aid is just, you see a murderer, God forbid. Two guys together. That's it. Finished. How do you know that the other aid didn't pass it on? That's what the sniper asked the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish said, it's not called Aedus. It's called Peshas and Peshitter. In other words, we saw, what do you mean Peshas and Peshitter? We heard the protest. He protested in front of us. And a second later, what do we say? The protest really is meaningless because we didn't pass it on. The answer is Achavra Chavrisla. It is meaningful. We assume it's going to be passed on, even though you didn't do it practically. You follow me? So the Chazon Ish answered by saying that it's not real Aedus. It's called Peshas and Peshitter. Peshas and Peshitter, you're talking about yourself. You're not talking about the other guy. Each guy's talking about himself, that I heard the macha, but I didn't pass it on. So I want you to get that. That's the first point, okay? All right, very good. Let's move now to the Ritva, okay, that I wanted you to see in the beginning. Let's begin with the Ritva, the first Ritva in the Perek, left for now, and I want you, let's get what the Ritva says. Okay, in order to introduce this, let's introduce it in the following manner. There's something called Shvuas HaDayanim. What is Shvuas HaDayanim? Shvuas HaDayanim means that if two litigants have a din Torah with one another, one of them is right, one of them is wrong. One of them claims he's owed money, one of them claims not that way. For example, the Nitva, the one who's being claimed against, has to take a Shvuah D'Oraisa. There are three types of Shvuas HaDayanim. Number one, motive in mixas. I go over to someone and I say, you owe me $50. And Josh says, yes, I owe you money, but I only owe you 50. You're chayav shvuah on the other 50. That's number one. Number two is called eid echad. If an eid echad comes over to me and says that I owe him Mr. X $100, what do? I can't just say, no, I don't owe you a penny. I'm obligated to get shvuah d'oraisa, where I have to hold Sefer Torah, I have to craft to say it with Shem Hashem, Poshup Shat, you have to say it with Shem Hashem, this is called Nikitas Chayfetz, I have to hold on to a Sefer Torah or Tefillin, Nikitas Chayfetz, you have to hold on to a Chefsa Shel Sefer Torah, Tefillin, so Ritva has a sheet even Tzitzis is acceptable, Rashi Al Torah says Mezuz is acceptable, because it's got to intimidate you. Because if you're lying on the Shavuot, it's a terrible thing. So, motive b'miksas, eid echad. What's the third one? Shavuos hashomrim. Which is broken down to three levels. Number one, shalom pashati. Let's say you're a shomer chinam. You know what a shomer chinam is? You're given a basketball to watch. You're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to touch the basketball. So you have to say, Shomer Chinam's only chayv in what? Pshia. He has to take a shvuah, he wasn't poshea. Number two, he has to take a shvuah, they didn't touch it. He didn't dribble it. Practice his dribbling. Shalo shalachdi bo yad. Right? He can't touch it, a Shomer Chinam. Beis Shammai says he can't even think about touching it, which Tosis interprets as speaking about it. Mishnah in Bob Metzia and Dachmem Gimel on the base. And what's number three? What's number three? Number three is, what's number three? Shana Bershuso, that it's not in his domain. And there's a whole question about how this structure can be seen. Meaning, are they three distinct shvuas? Has anyone heard of something called a Gilgal shvua? What is a Gilgal shvua? Gilgal shvua is, the marker is by a sota, right? What's a woman who's a sota, a married woman? Her husband warned her, Kinui, not to have Yichud with Mr. X in front of two Aedim. She goes ahead and has Yichud with that Mr. X in front of two Aedim. She's called a Suffolk Sota. We take her up to Yushalayim. She has to drink the waters of the May Sota. She's guilty. She's destroyed. If she's innocent, she's given a bracha. That's what's called a Suffolk Sota. And in that process, we make her take an oath. We make her take a shvua that she never was mezana with Mr. X. And then we megalgal on her. We roll onto her another shvua that she never was mezana with any man. You never can take a married woman and force her to take a shvua that she wasn't mezana. But since we got her already to take a shvuah that she wasn't misana with Mr. X, we roll on a shvuah that she never was misana with anyone. You follow me? That's called Gilgal. L'havdil of certain states, you will not get a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt, right? But if they catch you for speeding, they'll roll on the fact you weren't wearing a seatbelt too. That's a good example. L'havdil of Gilgal shvuah. So the question is, are these three shvuahs three distinct, or are they built on a Gilgal? Meaning, and then there's a machlokas, which one is the base shvuah? Is it number one, and then we're Magagal 2 and 3 on 1, or is 3 the base one, or Magagal 1 and 2 on 3? But you must get this. This is what is called a shvuahs hadayonim. Okay? Shvuahs hadayonim means you have a fight between two litigants, and the nitva, who is the what? The defendant, on the defense, takes a shvuah, and if he doesn't take a shvuah, what happens if he walks out? What's the din? Ron, if you're first to take a shvuah, what's Rabbi Abba's famous din, which we'll get to, b'dashem? Rabbi Abba's famous halacha? Mitoch, she'eno, yachol, lishava? What's the din? Nishalim. If you cannot take the shvuah, what's the din? You pay. Mitoch, she'eno, yachol, lishava? Nishalim. Mitoch Sheni Yochel Leshava Nishalim. Rav Abba. Rav Abba. It's a famous Gemara called Nascha de Rav Abba, the Bezer Shem will get to in Lamedim Rav Dawah. Okay? Listen, you got to take the Shvuah. You don't take the Shvuah, you got to pay. Moshe, what's the common thread of these Shvuah Sadayanim? What does the Shvuah do for you? It gets you off the hook. They're called Nishboim v'Niftarim. Nishpa'im v'niftarim. Shvuah Sadayanim, which is a shvuah d'oraisa, is called what? Is called this halacha, that it gets you off the hook. Okay? That's the commonality of nishpa'im v'niftarim. Okay, that's the first level. We got it? That's different than a shvuah that I take to eat an orange. You know what the kind of shvuah that's called? A shvuah's bitui. That's completely different. Shvuah Dayanim is a shvuah imposed by Dayanim if there is a fight between litigants. You got it, Zach? Okay, we got the different levels. Noah, you got it? Noah, you got it? Noah, yeah, you, that's the din. Got a shvuah sadayon. Don't confuse it with a shvuah bitui. Shvuah bitui is you take a shvuah, you're going to eat an orange. Or you're not going to eat an orange. You're going to lose weight. You're going to gain weight. That has nothing to do with dayanim. Okay? Fine. Then there's a second level. What is the second level? It's a Mishnah in Shavuos. An employee wasn't paid on time. The boss refuses to pay him. He worked hard. He takes a Shavuot that's called Shavuos HaNotlin. Nishpoim v'notlin. The Shavuot allows him to be go for the money. That's called a Mishnah in Shavuos. Nishpoim v'notlin. Midderabonin. That's called in terminology Shavuos HaMishnah. I'll write it in brackets. That's called a Shavuos HaMishnah. Where the Mishnah tells you a bunch of cases. A guy got punched. He's damaged. He hasn't been paid. He can take a shvuah to collect money. That's a shvuah de rabbanan. And then there is the lowest level shvuah de rabbanan. Lowest level, which is also de rabbanan. And that is called, which I wanted you to see in the Gemara in Shavuos, called Shavuos Heses. That was enacted during Rav Nachman's time, who was a great Amora. In fact, it happens to be that if you got to see that Tosos in the Mar Makomos, Tosos actually says during the times of Mishnayah, Shavuos Heses did not exist. Shavuos Heses. Shavuos Heses. Now, the word Heses means literally convince. We'll see why it means to convince. Okay? Shavuos Heses, Bizman, Rav Nachman. Could be the Hebrew Rav Nachman was Misakin in himself. Now, when is Shavuos Heses taken? In the following case. Actually, the Gemara has a machlokas, but everyone agrees to this case. Everyone, we assume Ladina, Kofer Hakol. What's the halacha? I want you to get this. I go over to Ari and say, Ari, I lent you $500. Listen, the term loan is done. You owe me the money. You have to pay me. Ari says, Rebbe, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't owe you a penny. What's the din? Is he believed? Yes or no? Mm-hmm. Yes. Why is he believed? Chazaka
Ein adam meis panam bifnei bachovo. There's no way Ari has so much chutzpah to lie in my face. Therefore, he has believability, and he's believed. He has nemonus.
Chazaka, ein adam meis panav, meis panav bifnei baal chovo. Everyone got that?
Therefore, you're believed. However, on the other hand, am I such a bad guy that I come over to Ari and I say, you owe me $500? I hope not. There has to be some credibility to my claim. And therefore, the Rabbanan do not allow Ari just to walk out. There has to be some credibility to my claim, so we enacted a low-level shvua that does not have Nikita Schefitz, does not have Shem Hashem, okay? Does not have Shem Hashem, does not have Nikita Schefitz, but it's a shvua. And people are scared of shvuas. Regardless of the fact there's no Shem Hashem, regardless of the fact there's no Nikita Schefitz. And therefore, midrabanan, there was a concept called hefeses. And does anyone recall the Lashon of the Gemara Shvuas that I wanted you to see on Daf Mem Amud Beis? Chazaka, does anyone recall? Elim Kain, Yeshlo, Olav. Excellent, guys. Chazaka, Ein Adam Toveya, which means the Toveya has some credibility. Chazaka, Ein Adam Toveya, Elim Kain, Elim Kain, Yeshlo, Olav. Meaning that he claims he's owed money. So there's got to be some believability to this. Okay? Chazaka, that's why they enacted a Hesis. Everyone got that? This is Media Risa Kofar Akolas Putter. Okay? Media Risa. Make sure you guys get that. Midrabanan is what they want. Midrabanan is what they enacted. Okay? Everyone got that? So the Hesis is to convince me and the Beis Din that really Ari owes nothing. So Ari takes the Shua to get off the hook completely. Okay? That is what we call a Shua Hesis. This is our introduction to the world of Shavuos in Choshen Mishpat. We got the three levels. You got to know this. Okay? All right. Based on this background, yeah, real quick, Daniel.
Just, I didn't understand the line in the Shavuos Mem Amud Beis. What does that mean?
When I go to Ari and I say, you owe me $500, there's some credibility to my claim that we just don't allow Ari to say, I don't owe you a penny, Rebbe, and that's it. So therefore, on the Rabbanan level, they made Ari make a Shavuos Hesis. Now the Hesis is interesting because in the same vein, it's like one because it makes you what? Niftarin, yes? Okay, so in that vein, I'm glad you asked me that, it's similar to one. Number two level allowed you to collect. Hesis, the result is you'll remain Potter. Okay? All right. This brings us now to the Ritva. The Ritva, amazingly, points out the following. That there is a machlokus in Rishonim as to whether the squatter after 3 years needs to take a Hesis or not. Writes the Ritva. Ritva writes Beferish. The first sheet is, yes you do. And whose sheet is that? The Rambam. The Rambam in Pirik Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph and Beis that I gave you in Hukos Tomei Benitan, writes that the squatter must take a Hesis. Muchzuk Sarich Hesis. Then the Ritva continues and writes that there are those that claim that you don't need anything. You don't need a Hesis. And he claims he heard this from his Rebbe, the Rashba, that you don't need a Hesis at all. Rashba says, Lo Tzarich Hesis. And then what else did he point out? Even according to the Mandomer, what does this mean? Even according to the Mandomer that says, that Shavuos Hesis is only if the Toveya, who's the Toveya? The Malva is a what? Is a Bari? Is 100% clear that he owes the money? The only time you can generate a Hesis, Michael, is when what? When the Toveya is a what? Is a Bari. If the Toveya is a Bari, yes? Here in this case, what are we talking about? Here in this case, what is the Marakama? Let's say he's a Yoresh, or let's say he's a buyer. Is he a Bari? No, he's not a Bari. So even according to the opinion, again, let's assume the Marakama is a Yoresh. Does he know what his father's doing?
Yes or no? He doesn't know what's going on with his father's property. Even though he's the Toveya, a buyer. The buyer claims, oh, I bought the property from you. I bought the property from this. The buyer's Reuven. He says, I bought it from Shimon. Levi's the squatter. Levi says, you don't know. I bought it long before you. He faked you out. So Lokech by definition doesn't know. Right? The Marakama by definition doesn't know. He claims he was the Marakama. He was the Marakama a long time ago. Because he says he bought it from the guy. But really what? Really, maybe it's not true. So it's very possible we're the Muksuk. I want you to get that. This sheet that says, Rashba says you don't need a Hesis. And he says even, according to the Mandomer, that a Shvuas Hesis, that there is a Shvuas Hesis. That's only where what? Meaning according to the Ramba. You hear what I'm saying? Once you get this down, this is what he heard. You know what? I wrote the shame of the Rash. I'm sorry. I wrote Rashba. He quotes it as a Yesh Omrin. The last piece, let's just quote as a Yesh Omrin, okay? Let's quote as a Yesh Omrin. Lotzari Chesis. But the last line I want you to get, he says, even according to the Rambam, that says you need a Hesis, Ariel, that's only if the Marakam is a what? Is a Bari. But if the Marakam is not a Bari, then you don't have a Shavuos Hesis. Now, there are three types of Marakamas. You can have the guy himself, who's 100% clear, right? That's a Bari. He says, that was my land, get off my land. Or you could have a Yorish, an heir, a Yorish, who doesn't know what his father's property, or you could have a buyer. What do you mean a buyer? Again, the buyer says, I bought it from who? From Reuven. I bought it from Reuven. It's my land. Levi, who's squatting on it, says, I bought it from Reuven. Right? Shimon, who's saying, I bought it from Reuven. Levi's saying, I bought it from him beforehand. He faked you out. So you don't know. So I want you to get down that last point of the Rashba. I'm going to write it over here. The Rashba says, even if you hold that a Muchzuk needs Hesis, that's rock, if the Marakama, which is the Toveya, you'll get down in your notes, Toveya is the same thing as the Marakama, rock Toveya, Kashir Hu, Bari. Just only if he's a Bari. Because we assume in order to generate a Hesis, the Toveya has to be a Bari. Everyone got this, Clore? Everyone got it, Clore? Oh. Michael, you got this? David, you got it? What is this Machloikas all about? What's the Lumdus here? This is what I say. I want to say, we did a Rikud already. I want to do a Rikud today. We're not going to do a Rikud, but we have a Kiddush today. Okay, we have four Nafkiminis that revolve around the same Yehudi. Remember what we tried to build up a few weeks ago? What are the two approaches? Tosos is opposed to the Ramban. What is Cheskes Shalosh Shanim all about? Rayas, that's Tosos. Pile up all the rayas as possible. What was the Ramban's approach? What'd you say? Injecting it, but it's Muchzakas. The Shtika was the rayas, that's Tosos. The Ramban's approach is Muchzakas, being on it, right? Right? Like you said, you got to inject it with the Taina, but it's Muchzakas. Does everyone recall that? We got a Chazer. Well, a Chazer before the Bechina. But you hear what I'm saying? Those are the two approaches. Shmuel, plug it in for me. No? Go ahead. Who wants to plug it in for me? Go ahead, Ali.
So, Martin from China says you need Shmuel's Hesis. That's like a Raya.
Excellent. In the world, a Raya is pile on as many Rayas as possible. You make the guy make a Hesis? The squatter will make Hesis. That proves he's the squatter, that he's the owner. Very excellent. So if you hold Rayas, in the world of Rayas, there is no doubt, Sarich Hesis. Go ahead, Ali, finish up the other part.
But if you hold that you don't need Shavuos Hesis, then it's Muchzuk.
You're Muchzuk on it. You're on the land. So if you're on the land, there's no need more. Muchzukus, from the perspective of Muchzukus, Lo Tzarich Hesis. It actually works out very well. I'll tell you why. Because the Ramban most probably does not hold like the Rambam. Because remember we said the Rambam? Did the Rambam hold it was the Rabbanan or the Raisa? The Rambam held it was the Rabbanan. Takanas Cheskes Shalosh. At least that's what the Ksos said, remember? And the Ramban, we wanted to say, said it was the Raisa. So if it's the Raisa, it makes sense that the Rambam is against the Ramban. The Rambam holds you need Hesis. The Ramban holds Muksakis would say you don't need Hesis. That's a very important Kiddush. Okay, we got it, Clore? Okay, good. That's number one point that the RIF says. Number two, let's go. Second point. In order to attain Cheskes Shalosh Shanim, must the Muchsak be in the land? Yes or no? Must the Muchsak be in the land? The Ritva quotes Yesh Mishomer that you have to be in the land when you want to say you're the squatter. You have, what's the Lashon that he says? You have to be biyat, you have to be besocha. Yesh Mishomer Shetzarich besocha. You got to be inside. If you happen to be outside, nothing doing. You don't get it. You don't get the Cheskes Shalosh Shanim. Then the Ritva goes on, he says it's ridiculous, thinks it's all wrong from a Gemara and Bava Kama, and more than that. What do you mean? Guy's squatting on a piece of land for 3 years, a parking lot in Manhattan, or a piece of land. You're the Marakama. You're a big guy. You know what you do? No problem. You're squatting there 3 years, you go up, you pick him up, and you take him off your land. And that's it. You're not in there. Ha ha! You lived there for 3 years. You're not in there. You pick him up like you're the Hulk. And you place him down outside. And that's it. So the other sheet that says, the Ritva says, no way. Of course, even if you're not in there, as long as you have Aiden, that it was under your control. That's what Alan was asking in Seder. It was under your auspices every year. You have to be in it. Ritva says, lo tzarich. You have to be in it. And he quotes a Gemara in Bava Kama. What was the Gemara in Bava Kama? I mentioned it real quick a few weeks ago. But let's say it over slower now. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yirmiyah had a piece of land. He squatted on a piece of land for 3 years. And his brother-in-law was a cotton. His brother-in-law, meaning his father-in-law's son, his brother-in-law, his wife's brother, gets into the house. Rabbi Yirmiyah happened to be outside the house. Rabbi Yirmiyah comes home one day, tries to get in the house. The boy won't open it. He won't open it. Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's his land. He'd been squatting on it. So Rabbi Yirmiyah takes the boy, goes to one of the young, you know, even the Gemara Baba Kama. Thanks a lot. He goes to one of the Amoraim. One of the Amoraim says, what do you want to do? I mean, what do you want to do? He won't let you in. He's right. Lashon HaGemara and Baba Kama. Kuf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. Nazin says, who do you come in the presence? Asla Kamin Rabbi Oven. Amar Shalohu Toveya. He claims his own land. He claims it's his property. Amar Leva Maisi Sadi Dachsik Veba Chayavua. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, I'll bring Aiden that I squatted on it in the life of his father. I sat on it for 3 years. My father-in-law didn't say a word. It's my land. So you know what Rav Oven says back to him? He says, you're in trouble. Remember we mentioned that a few weeks ago? He's a cotton. You can't have Adis if one of the two litigants is a cotton. So you're stuck. What do you see from that Gemara, Aaron? That what? What do you see from that Gemara? That's what the Yesh Mishomer means. That what? That in order to what? Exactly. You see from this Gemara Zeno. You see from this Gemara Betheirish that you don't have to actually what? Yeah, the Yesh Mishorm Ein Chasukamas La'uk Me'ara Bi'ara Machzik Shu B'socha. But La'hotzim Mi'ara Cherim, it doesn't work. If you're not there, it doesn't work. That's ridiculous. We see that here in this Gemara, the cotton wasn't there, right, at all. The cotton wasn't there, right? He wasn't there the whole time, right? He wasn't living in the house at all. He sneaks in the house, and he claims it's my father's, it's mine. So you see that you can establish chazaka even if you're not there. Everyone got that chlor? That's what the Ritva says, you see from that Gemara. You don't have to actually be there. Lo tzarich liyot besocha. Now, what do you have to do very quickly when you see such a thing? In Rishonim, David? How does the first sheet going to deal with that Gemara? Who is the first sheet, by the way? It's the Meiri. So what do you do when you think to yourself? Look up the Gemara Meiri and Baba Kama. How does the Meiri explain that Gemara and Baba Kama? Right, Al? So thanks to the notes, right? You shouldn't be lazy like I was, but I didn't look up the Meiri and Baba Kama. Looked in the notes right there in the Ritva. And what does the Miri say in Bava Kamma? He re-explains the whole Gemara. You know what he says? Adam? He says that Reb Yirmiyah said, I have Aiden. That this boy's a cotton, but he is strong. Or he had a bunch of guys come along with him, wrestlers, right? I have Aiden that they took me right out of my house. That this little boy with these gigantic wrestlers came in and plopped me right out of my house. That's where Reb Yirmiyah was contending to Reb Avin. And Reb Avin says to him, what can I do though? You can't have Aedis if one of the parties is a cotton. But what do you see from that? That re-explains the Gemara, Eli, yes? And you see that what? That this Shita says, in fact, that what? You really have to be there. And he had Aedim to prove that what? That he was there. So the Meiri re-explains this Gemara, Meiri l'shitaso. Okay? The Meiri works l'shitaso. So the second point of the Ritva emerges is that must the Muchzik be in the land to have his Cheska Shaloshan? So, what do you say, Eli? Plug it in for me now. How does this second point of the Ritva relate to these two approaches that we've been building up? What do you say? If you hold Muchzakis, then what? It makes sense that what? You should have to be there. Exactly. That's what I would say. But if you hold Rayas, as long as what? As long as you have Aiden, what do you have to be there for? So I want you to get that down. This is the Chiddush we want to bring out today. I want you to get this. That these two approaches explain these two points in the Ritva. These two points of Machlokes. Number one, whether the Muchzik has to take a Hesis. And number two, must the Muchzik actually be in the land itself? Oh. Now I want to just add on. Thank you for bringing this, Evan. You got this from the second floor? Oh. A lot of guys were asking me. It's interesting. Very interesting. If you look in the Mechaber and Simon Kuf Mem, which is Hilchos Cheskos Karkos, what does the Mechaber say? I want you to get it. The Mechaber says the following. Basically, the following levels. He writes that if Reuven, okay, if Reuven, who was the, you remember who the Muchzik was? Who was it, Reuven or Shimon? Shimon was the Muchzik, the squatter. And he claims he bought it from Reuven. What'd you say? Shimon is the Muchzik, yes? And Reuven is Ma'arer and says he stole it from me. Who's believed? Who's believed? If he didn't have Cheskes Gimel Shonim, please get the levels, please, in the Mechaber. Mechaber begins. The squatter was not there 3 years. He was there a day. Reuven, the Marakama, brings Aidim. No, that what? No. That it was his. What's the din? The Marakama takes a Hesis as well to say that it's his and he wins. That's unique. Isn't that unique? Why is that unique? Because usually Shavuos Hesis is what? Is the defender, right? Is the defender. Now, I think Aaron, you pointed out in Seder, who was it that pointed out to be the Beis Yosef? Daniel, what does the Beis Yosef ask? That line in the Mechaber does not appear where? In the Rambam. And he leaves it as a Sarachiyun. Please get that down. He doesn't give an answer. Maybe we could answer that the Rambam was uncomfortable with that, because the Hesis is always from a what? Defensive perspective. Defense. Not offense. And this was too offensive. Because by Reuven taking the what? Hesis, we kick Shimon off the land. So maybe that's why the Rambam was uncomfortable with him. That's what I want to suggest. You follow me? But nonetheless, the Mechaber allows this to be done. This case. Then the Mechaber continues. Please get it. And he says, what happens if Shimon had 3 years, Zach? And he made a taina that he bought it or was gifted it. What's the din? Who takes the Hesis and keeps the land? Shimon, the squatter.
takes the Hesus and keeps the land. That's fine. Everyone agrees to that. Not everyone, but at least the Rambam, the Mechaber holds like the Rambam. Okay? He takes the Hesus and he keeps it. Now listen to this. What happens if Reuven had no Edom? This is the third case. The Marakama had no Edom that was his. And Shimon was squatting on it only a day. What's the din? Shimon takes the Hesus and also walks away. So we got those three cases in the Mechaber. And then the Ramah adds on. But there's a famous din, appears in many places in Shas. Ein nishpoim al what? Al karkos. You never take a shvuah. Look at all three. You don't take ein echad. You don't take motive and mixes. You don't take shvuah sashorim. If the case is real estate, karka, you never take a shvuah. Ein nishpoim al karkos. But David, do you take a hesis? Yes. Ein nishpoim al karkos. The Ramah says, but he says, we do a what? We do a hesis. The Rabbana made a takana that we even do a hesis. We might not even do the second level on karka. But hesis, they allow even on karka. Okay? You got this? This is very, very important, okay? So this is the chiddush that we have. Hesis was even done on karkos. That's what the Ramah says. You look in Simon, Sadi, what? Look in Simon Sadi Hay in the beginning. Okay? So this is very interesting. And it really speaks to the heart and core of how the mechanics of Chesed Shalosh Shonim works. Okay? And that's a one prat that Daniel brought up. Very good. Why the Rambam didn't have that? I think because he wasn't comfortable with the Marakama taking one to kick off Shimon. But in general, the Mechaber holds like the Rambam. There is a notion of taking a Hesus. Fine. Now I want you to keep this in mind because these are two points of Chiddush that we want to say is hinged on. We want to bring two more points, and that is with the ensuing Gemara that we go fight. Let's see. Let's turn to the Gemara. Gemara, let's see the Gemara inside. Okay? Rav Huna. Let's see Gemara inside with Rav Huna. Okay? Says the Gemara like this. Amar Rav Huna. Gemara says as follows. Sholosh shanim she'amru hu she'achalon ritzufas. Rav Huna said the 3 years that we talk about are three consecutive years. My Kamash Milan, what's the Chiddush that is three consecutive years? Tanina, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Cheskasan Shalosh Shanim miyom liyom. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah that the Chazaka is 3 years, has to be miyom liyom? So Rav Huna is an Amora. Since Rav Huna is an Amora, right, what does it mean, Mechadash over the Mishnah? Does anyone recall? We already discussed this already. Who brought it up? Tosis, very good. The Tosis, the Ramaska Shein, Shmona Sar Chodesh. Okay, fine. So the Gemara asks a very good kasha. The Gemara asks, what's the Chiddush? Tanina, we learn Chaskasha Shalosh Shanim Yom Liyom. Look inside. So the Gemara says, Ma'ud it tame, I would have thought. Miyom Liyom Lafuki Mikutos. What does Mikutos mean? Cut up. Meaning it wasn't a full what? If it wasn't a full 3 years, 18 months, like Rabbi Shmuel. Now, one of the guys asked me in Seder, the Rashbam only quotes Rabbi Shmuel. That's okay. That's Lav Dafka. He could have quoted Rabbi Kiva as well. Okay? Michael asked me. It's a good point. He could have mentioned Rabbi Kiva as well, the Rashbam. That's for sure not good. But you know what I think would be good? If you had 2 full years, skip a year, and then do another year. Okay? No, okay, look on with some if you don't have a Gemara. Okay? So the Gemara says, Li'olam, ma'ud etemim yom yom lafukim mikutos, uli'ol mafilim mifuzaros, but scattered would be good. Meaning that what? 2 years, then you lay off a year, then you do another year. Kamash Malan, Rav Huna says it's bad. Kamash Malan, it's bad. You need 3 years consecutive. Amar Rav Chama, umodi Rav Huna. Rav Chama says, and Rav Huna is moda, ba'asre demofre bagi. Rav Huna is moda in situations where they keep the land fallow. Let's do it for simplistic purposes. 1, 3, 5. The middle years they keep fallow. That's beautiful. 1, 3, 5, and you need what? Let's go like this. 1, 3, 5, right? And at the end of what? You need, yeah, and you have to have those 3 years, but 3 and 5, there's, you need like the, yeah, 1, 3, and 5 is the 3 years, and 2 or 4 are the years that what laid fallow. Okay? So it says like this, the Ravuna's mode, I understand that that would be good. You follow what I'm saying? You could count 1, 3, and 5, because they don't plant, they leave the land fallow. Why do you leave the land fallow? What's the svara for that, the Rashbam said? To strengthen certain the nutrients, and you want to give it some time to be able to what? To be able to, you know, be strong. Okay? There he says, I allow that. Fine. Look inside. The Gemara says, Pshita, that's simple. Gemara says, not so simple. Lo, tsricha de'ika de'mover v'ika de'lomover. There are guys that lay it fallow. There are guys that don't lay it fallow. V'hagavra muvra. This guy laid it fallow. So mahu detema. I would think that the Marakama can say, what is the bachad in? Mahu detema matzi amrle im isa didicha havoi bailachalim mizre. If it's really yours, what should you have done? You should have planted it and you shouldn't have laid it what fallow. And the fact that you laid it fallow caused me not to protest because I thought you weren't interested in taking over the land. Kamash Malan, de Amrle, Chada Ara Bakule Baga, Lo Matsina Leminter. Kamash Malan is that if you have a whole valley, and I'm the only guy that plants in my own furrow, I'm going to have to pay the watchman. That costs a lot of money. If everyone's planting at the same time, then we can share the expenses. So there's no way I'm going to plant in that year. So therefore, it's a good what? It's a good chazaka. The inami b'hochi nichali davdetfe. I want to leave it fallow for a year because it makes the property better. So you see, the Gemara says that the chiddush is that Rav Huna's mode that you can have a lapse of a year, no problem at all. You can have a lapse of a year, no problem at all, and therefore the chazaka is good. Now I want you to bring out what was the havamina. Let's say 95% of the guys, let's say. It said, what was the Hava meaning when it said, when it says, I would have thought what? Ma'ud etema, that this guy lays it fallow when everyone else what? You should have planted. What's that talking about? Let's say 95% of the people, right? Let's say 95% of the people. Remember we talked about Ein Hochan, the Mamarach HaRov, Rav and Shmuel? Whether you go Basarov and Dini Mamanus or not, whether you don't go Basarov, right? So the Gemara has the Havamina that he could say, you know what? He could always say that if it's true, you should have planted, right? There are some guys that lay it fallow, some guys that don't. This guy laid it fallow. But Lamaisa, you should have what? What should you have done? You should have what? You should have planted. You should have planted. So maybe he would say, oh, I'm following the Rove. You hear what I'm saying? Most guys, what? Don't plant. You hear what I'm saying? What kind of havamin is this? He yells at him, oh, you should have planted. The muchzik says back to, what do you mean? Most guys don't plant. They lay it fallow. I'm saying, I don't care about a rove when it comes to dini mamunus. We follow hein hochen b'mamunach harov. Does everyone get my point? I'm saying the havamin is built upon, Seth, you follow me? That we don't go bust a rove. The Marakama says, oh, you should have planted. You should plant. What do you mean? 95% of guys laid fallow. You're telling me I should have planted? Oh, since you didn't plant, it shows it's not yours. We don't follow a rove in Dini Mamunus. That's why the Havamina is that the Marakama has a good claim. Does everyone cop that? It's based on Aaron. You follow what I'm saying? When you read that Gemara, you should have thought that. Okay? You should think that. That's what we should think. We read this Gemara. The Havamina is based on Ein Hochan B'Mamarach HaRov. Fact is, I don't know how Rav would read this Gemara, to tell you the truth. I mean, we hold like Shmuel. Ein Hochan B'Mamarach HaRov. We paskin like Shmuel. We don't hold like Rav. But I'm saying this Gemara goes well. Shmuel, you follow what I'm saying? This Gemara goes very well according to Shmuel. The whole Havamina is based on that. 95% of the people, let's say, lay it fallow. So how does the Marakama say, oh, you should have planted during that? By the fact you didn't plant shows it's not yours. What are you talking about? I do like everyone else is doing. Dini Mamunus, we don't do that. So what's the Kamash Malan? Kamash Malan is that what, Sammy? I'll tell you why I didn't plant. Why didn't I plant? Because I would have been the only guy that had to pay for the shomer. And I can't shell out that cash. Number two is, agriculturally, I wanted to lay fallow, David, because I wanted to get better. Yes? So who wins? The muchsak, the squatter wins. Yes? The squatter wins, and since the squatter wins, that's the chiddush of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says you need to have three consecutive years, but if it's a place where they lay it fallow, or there is a theory that to lay it fallow, then it works. Okay? You don't need to have it exactly 3 years. You could skip a year because they needed to lay it fallow. Okay. Now, there's a tremendous Rashbam. All the Rashbams we have to see, very, very important. But there are two points that we must bring out that are argued upon in Rishonim. Okay? Let's see the Rashbam inside. David, go ahead. Read the Rashbam for me, okay? Go ahead. Umode Rav Huna. It's the first long line. Look at it closely, guys, okay? Let's see it closely. It's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush, okay? Go ahead, David. Loud, please. Yeah, go ahead. Excellent. He agrees that you could have a scattered year, skip a year. Go ahead. Oh, you leave it a year so it shouldn't weaken the ground. Go ahead. Does everyone get that line there? Because that's the way people make a chazak on things. You have to follow what most guys do. You know what? You see that little vav there in the Masorah Shas? What does it quote? Ervin. Adaf Kafe. You know what the Gemara says in Ervin? I looked up the Gemara. Let me just tell you the Gemara. You write it down. The Gemara says in Ervin, there was a woman that wanted to acquire a gear's property, so there was a mechitza. So she built another mechitza on that partition. And then there was a man who dug a hole. Who got the land? You want to give me the Erev in there, Yossi? You know what the Gemara says? Which Amora said it? Who gets the land? The man and not the woman. But the woman did a chazaka first, didn't she? No one does a chazaka in that way, building partitions on top of another partition. Digging a hole, everyone does. You have to do kidamachsi inchi. That's exactly what the Rashbam means. And he's doing it. He's laying the land fallow. That's the minig. You follow what do you know what the Gemara says about Metzia? You shake hands with someone? That's a good kinyan. That's called simtuta. You know what simtuta literally means? They used to put a stamp on a barrel. That would show that the barrel was what? Sold. Even though the guy didn't make a kinyan. Guy says, I want to buy that barrel of wine. They used to stamp it. Done deal. In the Diamond District, you do a shake hands, that's it. Finished. Don't renege on that deal. Oh, you didn't do a Kenyan? So what? That's the minig in the Diamond District. You shake hands on a deal, finished. That has halachic ramifications. That's the minig of a makom, that's a Kenyan. Simtuta. You have to do a kenamachse inshi. The Gemara says in Erevin, who is the psak said by? Just want to give you the Gemara there. Who is the Amora that paskin that the man gets it and not the woman, even though the woman did it first? Asla kim Rav Nachman. Oh, ukba biad. He gave it to the what? He gave it to the man. The woman starts screaming. She says she did it first. You didn't do like the norm. No one acquires land by putting a mechitza on top of another mechitza. Not architects, right? Okay? The man dug the hole he wanted. Okay? Go ahead, David. So that's exactly what the Rashbam means. Look inside the Rashbam. Go ahead, Umiyu. What does the Bach say? Eina ola lo l'cheshbon. He says the word l'cheshbon, shnei shana. Go ahead. So please get down. Can you count the fallow year as a chazaka? Yes or no? What do you say? What does the Rashbam say, David? No. Write it down. Lo ola lo shana. The fallow year does not ola to the 3 years. Therefore, he's got to guard his star the years that he works. Read the next line. The Sarich. Excellent. And if the Marakama comes and claims the other guy, Edich means the other guy. Ni, go ahead. Hey, I found it empty. Must be it's not yours, or you don't think it's yours. Go ahead. No, lakach lo machiti, therefore I did not what? Protest. Go ahead. You still should have protested. Go ahead. Even though I didn't plant that year, but I did plow. Shachra Ktsir. Go ahead. You should have understood that because I didn't want to weaken the land, I didn't want to plant. Kiminig? Excellent. What are the two bomb chidushim you see in this Rashbam? Number one, that what? That the fallow year does not count. Please get it down. And number two, David, that during that fallow year, does the guy have to do something? Yes, he has to do at least plowing. We'll write it down. Near. Both these points of the Rashbam are argued by in Rishonim. Let's get them. The first point. I'll give it to tomorrow to look up inside, but let's get it. The Agos Mamonios, Pirikid Beis, Hilchostonim, and Nithin, Ostalikuts, Ra'avan. Ra'avan is one of the great Rishonim, right? All the Rishonim and Achronim are Gedali Yisra'a great. Right? There would have been so many more Rishonim if the Crusaders and they weren't killed, and the Gedolim, if the Nazis didn't kill, we would have so many more Rashbas, Ritvas. Ravan says,
what is this?
In the Agos Mamonios, on the bottom of the Rambam, Ravan, he doesn't say where. He quotes the Ravan. Ravan is one of the Rishonim. The bottom of the Rambam is Agos Mamonios. I'll give it to you tomorrow. An Ostalit. He writes, Beferish, that you can count this year. You can count the year that is fallow. In fact, the Meiri quotes Ksas Meforshim as well. He doesn't identify it as being the Ravan, but the Ravan says, Olalo Shana. Okay? Now, first is first. Let's analyze. Again, Lamdonim caps, right? But isn't there Lahabdol of Dolas? Rally caps, right? No? So, Lahabdol of Dolas, Lamdonim caps, okay? We have a Beferish Machloikis Rashban Ravan. Does that fallow year count in 3 years? Rashbam says it does not. Ravan says it does. The first point that we have to analyze is, what do you do with the point of who? Of the Rashbam, who said what, David? I'm just doing what everyone else does. The Gemara Nerevin. What do you do with that point? How does the Ravan get out of that? That's a starker point. Right? The Ravan says as follows, okay? The Ravan writes that you can count it, okay? Ravan says you can count it. And he says like this. He says, I isn't near. And it's a very interesting chiddush, okay? The Ravan's point is that we can in fact count it. Afagav delo achlan kulun, the ha'achsi kiremachsi inshi b'nei ha'mokom. Right? You used it. You know what the Ravan says? I used it like people what? Like people used it. So why shouldn't it what? Why shouldn't it count? You follow me? The Rashbam says, what? What does the Rashbam say, David? I used it, but before getting to that point, I used it like everyone else used it, right? And if that's the point, then you ask yourself, you know what? Why shouldn't it count? You understand what I'm saying? I used it like normal. In that year, I didn't use it. So the Ravan says, let it count. The Ravan actually says that you actually did plow. He agrees with the Rashbam on that point. I'm glad you brought that out. I want you to get that down. The Ravan actually says you did plant. You did choresh during that year. And I used it like everyone else's. If I used it like everyone else does, then why on earth should it not count? So now I turn the tables, David. I understand the Ravan better than who? David, who do I understand better now? The Ravan. I don't understand the Rashbam. Why does that year not count? Aaron, you follow what I'm saying? I used it exactly. We just pointed out the Ravan says you did plant in that year. He agrees on that point like the Rashbam. He agrees on that point. Like, I didn't we learn Nir is not a chazaka? Remember we learned that? Tosas quoted that? Remember Tosas Nomad Chav Chesem Anav? Nir is only not a chazaka when what? In places where they what? In places where what? Where they don't leave it fallow. You follow what I'm saying? Aaron, please get this point. When do we say Nir is not a chazaka? In places where they what? Where they don't let anything fallow, where they work hard, where they work hard, where they work hard, then plowing's not a chazaka, because plowing's not enough of a chazaka. But when can plowing contribute to be a chazaka? Where in places where they can lay it fallow. What does fallow mean? They don't put seeds in the ground, but they do plow it. Does everyone got the nekuda? You got to get that. When do I say Nir is not a chazaka, according to Ravan? When do I say Nir is not a chazaka? When is that? Ellie, no, first, Nir lo ha'hainu, in places where they work. Makomos, the lo ovary. What's lo? What's ovary mean? They don't let it fallow. They work it. They work it. First, you got to get this point. You follow what I mean? Nir is not a chazaka in places where they work it. Where they work it, plowing's not enough. You got to do something more. But in places where they lay it fallow, plowing is considered to be what? A contributing element in what? In getting the land. You follow me, Yossi? Therefore, the Ravan's point is well taken, David, that the year should count. I'm doing like everyone else. According to you, Rashbam, why doesn't it count? So what do you say to that? What do you say to that? What would you say to that? What would you say to that? So maybe what you could say is as follows. Okay? There is this concept of galita daitcha. You revealed in your mind. You revealed your knowledge. Did you see galita daitcha? David, look back at the Rashbam she'achlon retzufin. Look back at that Rashbam she'achlon retzufin. Please read that Rashbam now. Okay? Go ahead. If you leave the second year alone, go ahead. What can the Marakama say? I didn't protest. Why? Hainu? Oh, the Marakama could say you left the second year fallow. Galisad adatra. He says to the squatter, you revealed your mind. Go ahead. Therefore, you didn't plan it. You revealed that it really wasn't yours. So, what would you have to do to offset that? What do you have to do to offset that? You have to keep your star around, right? Yes? Oh. So I'm asking now, what we're asking now is, what does the Rashbam, why does the Rashbam say the year does not count? Why does the year not count? This is what people do. What's the answer? The answer is as follows. They hold, the Rashbam holds, pshat is as follows. Because you didn't eat. You did not eat. There's a reyesa of ach v'shtarcha. You have to eat 3 years. And you did not eat 3 years, David. You only ate how many years? Two. Yes? So, therefore, it doesn't count. In order for that year to count, you need what we call an achila. Because the Rashbam holds galita daitcha. So how do you offset that? You have to keep your star around. And therefore, if you don't eat 3 years, even though what? Even though the Ma'arer is not able to claim, even though the Ma'arer is not able to claim, Shalomacha Mishum Shnas HaOvara, right? Because that's what people do, but nonetheless, he could always say what? Show me what there's a reyes of Ach V'Shtarcha. Where's your star? You have to have the star. Where is your star? Show me your star. If you don't have the star, then it's not yours. So I want you to get this. According to the Rashbam, what can you say? The Rashbam will say, you know why it doesn't count? Because what? Galisa daitcha. You have to eat 3 years, Peiris. If you don't eat 3 years, then it's not what? Then it's not going to be what? It's not going to be yours. That's the lashon of the Rashbam. The Rashbam holds, even though you had 3 years, kenamachse inshi, but there's a reyes of ach v'shtarcha. You have to show me that you have your star. Because you, otherwise you have to eat it for 3 years. That's the Lashon of Rava.
You have to eat it for 3 years, otherwise you have ach v'shtarcha. Okay? So we have this machleik. So I want you to get down. What's the pshat in Rosh Hashanah? Why does the year not count? The year doesn't count because you have to eat it 3 times. You didn't eat it 3 times. If you didn't eat it 3 times, then you need to keep your star around. Because you're a galita daitcha. You can always say the marakama, it's really not yours. So the only way can I offset that is with the star. Okay. Everyone got what we're saying here with this Rosh Hashanah? You got what we're saying with the Rosh Hashanah, David? You follow what I'm saying? He holds you need 3 eatings of it. The fallow year cannot count. Because the guy can always say, oh, you didn't eat there? It must be it's not yours. So I have to offset that by having the shtar. Okay? And the Ravan says, no. I did it like everyone else. I plowed. Why shouldn't it be good? You don't have to have 3 achilas. You have to have 3 utilizations. And you had a utilization in that year. Now, based on what we're saying, all along, what are the 2 approaches we've been saying? Alan, how would you plug it in? This point now.
So if you could, if the year, the calendar counts for the years, and now say that's more like a riot. If you need it behind it, if it doesn't count, then it's your suffix, because you're not really mutsach when it's valid.
In other words, according to the Rashbam, Rashbam is of the approach riyas. The Rashbam says that you need riyas. And Galita Daitcha says that you revealed to me that you really don't own it. And therefore, it cannot count as a year. Because in the realm of riyas, you've left an opening for the marakama. You left an opening for the marakama. And if you left an opening for the marakama, the only way you can offset that is bring your shtar. Whereas the Ravan says, it's all muchzakas. I don't care what you're doing with that land. As long as it's under your auspices, that's enough. So how many points now? How many nafkamines have we explained today so far? Hinged upon this. Number 1, Hesis. Number 2, do you have to be inside of it, Besocha? And number three, can you count the fallow year in your year of Cheska Shalosh Shana? Rashbam is of the opinion Rayas. Where's your Raya? You revealed your mind that it's not really yours. So Achvashtar, you have to have your star. But you can't count it as year. If you hold Muchsakis, I've done everything, can a machsa inshi? Well, David, this brings us to the next point. What did the Rashbam say you have to do? Where did I write it? Near. He says you have to plow. Who argues on that? I don't know who it is, but the Shita Mekubetzis quotes Yesh Shita. There is a Shita. The Shita Mekubetzis quotes here Yesh Shita. Okay? Yesh Shita. There is a Shita. You know, there's a Sefer on Kedushin called the Shita Lo Noda Lemi. It's anonymous. We don't know what it is. Actually, the whole Sefer is called Shita Lo Noda Lemi. So here, Yesh Shita. Shita Mekubetzis quotes a Yesh Shita. Do you know what the Yesh Shita holds? I'll tell you what the Yesh Shita holds. The Yesh Shita holds that, David, you don't have to work on it at all. You don't have to work on it at all. You don't have to, what did the Rashbam say? That you did near. You don't have to work on it at all. Not at all. Okay? Now, what's the pshat here? What would you say? What would you say here the pshat is? How would you explain this machlaikis? Oh, so the poshup shot is, before we get into more of the details, again, if you hold the Rashbam, holds rayas, then at least work with it during the fallow year. Plow it. You want to pile on the rayas. But if you hold Buchsakas, it's enough that I stand there. It's under my auspices. And I don't even have to stand there, per se. Well, actually, we said, according to the first Nafkim, I should be in there. Does everyone cop this? See how it's like a nivnit. This is the riku that I wanted to do on this. We came up with 4 nafkaminas on these 2 approaches. First Hesis, then does the guy have to be besocha, then do you count the fallow year, and then number 4?
Do you have to do anything during the fallow year? Do you have to at least plow? You hear, David? Oh, so we want to hold the Rosh Bam, holds Rayas, like that Taisus. Rosh Bam is Lushitoso, yeah? That he holds Rayas. Otherwise, you don't want to have a Stirim and Eobe in the Rosh Bam, like Yossi's pointing out. Fits well in the Rosh Bam. Can't have the Rosh Bam contradict each other from one line to the next. Now, if we break this down even further on this sheet, it's interesting. The Rashbam hold Galita Daitcha. David, what does Galita Daitcha mean? You revealed your mind. Who revealed? The Marakama says the squatter. You revealed your mind. That's really not yours. You didn't work on it. How do you offset that? How would you offset that? Please get this down, what Yossi's point is. Get it down. How would you offset Galita Daitcha? What do you mean Galita Daitcha? I plowed! I did do something! Don't give me this Galita Daitcha. I didn't plant, but at least I did something. You understand what I'm saying? It works beautifully in the Rashbam. The Rashbam is saying here that you plowed, it offsets that Galita Daitcha. The bottom Rashbam, the first Rashbam you read, is answering the previous Rashbam that you read. And as you said, Yossi, that's the Raya. It offsets it. What do you mean Galita Daitcha? You know how like some guys say, I know what you're thinking. You know what I'm thinking? Come on. The Marakama says, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking, that it's really what you're squatting on. It's really not yours. My proof is you didn't work on it for a year. You know what I'm thinking? I didn't plant on it that year, but I plowed. It is mine. How much do you know, right? It works well in the Rashbam. What does the Yesh Shita hold, though? What do you hold the Yesh Shita holds? What do you say the Yesh Shita holds? What would you say? You know what the Yesh Shita holds? Yesh Shita holds there's no concept of what? Gale Daitcha. There's no concept of Gale Daitcha. Because what's the pshat? Everyone lays it fallow. So don't give me this Galita Daitcha. Meaning, I want you to add that nikudah now. Please get it. The yeshita holds, there's no concept of God. Lo sover galita daitra. Because everyone leaves it fallow. Oh, I know you. You know me. Don't you know nothing? Everyone lays it fallow. Everyone lays it fallow. You know me. The fact that I didn't work, it shows not mine. Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone leaves it like this. So he holds it, doesn't even get off the ground, this concept of Galita Daitcha. But the Rashbam held it, did. That's why he had to offset it with what? With the fact that the guy's got a plow. But if you don't hold of it at all, then you don't have to offset it with anything. Therefore, he doesn't even have to plow. Does not even have to plow at all. This is the pshat that we want to suggest. You follow what I'm saying? And you could even add on the reason why the Yeshita doesn't hold with Galita Daitcha, because all you need is Muchsakis. All I gotta be is Muchsakis. I'm there. As long as I'm there, it's enough. I don't have to be doing anything. Being there, right? It's like an intimidator in basketball, right? You're just there. You're right. You have a 7-foot guy there in the lane. It scares guys. That's why guys will play even when they're hurt, right? Because they intimidate. Right? Just the fact that they're there. Same thing. He's there. That's his. Doesn't have to work on it. Don't tell me Galita Daitcha. You revealed your mind. I'm there. My being there is enough. So this works in well together, these four Nakudas. Hashtidas is talking about. Now that we have reached this point, there's one more point that we have to see, and we'll close with this. Let's get it. The Rishonim bring a Raya, okay? The Rashba, the Ritva, okay? They all bring a Raya, the Ramban, the Ritva rather, they bring a Raya to the Rashbam on the first point that the year that is fallow does not count. What's their Raya? If you hold like the Ravan, that the year counts, yes? Let me ask you, David. How do you read the Gemara? How would you read the Gemara? What is Rav Huna being moted to? Please get this down. What did the Gemara say, David? The Rav Huna says you need 3 years consecutive, yes? And then what did Rav Chama say? I think it's Rav Chama. Isn't it Rav Chama?
Rav Chama said the Rav Hun is motive by what?
By places where they actually keep the land fallow, you could skip a year, no problem, yes? If you hold like the Ravah, that the year counts, what is Rav Huna being motive to? It's consecutive, right? Rav Huna says, I have a big klal. You need three consecutive years. The Gemara says, no, he's motive that you could, if you motive, right? If you're motive, he's motive to what? That if they land fallow, you could skip a year. But if you hold that fallow year counts, he's not being motive anything. Like Yossi's saying, it's back to being consecutive, no? How do you read the Gemara? You hear this? That's why the Rishonim, that's why the Rash, Riflin, Yossi, you got it? What's he being motive to? If you count this as a year, that's his klal of Ritzufis. So what are you being motive to? He's not being motive to anything. That's why the Rashba, I'm sorry, that's why the Rabban and the Ritva say that the Rashbam is right, that the year does not count. That's why they argue on the Rabban. Rashbam, let's write down Rabban Ritva. It's a great raya, no? How do you read the Gemara? So I'll tell you how you read the Gemara. There's a great Rosh Yeshiva in Brooklyn, in the mirror in Brooklyn, called the Sukkos David, wrote many Sfarim. He has many, many Sfarim in the Sichtas. He has a Teretz. It's a great Gon, Harav David Kaviat. It's a great Gon. Shlita. He says this is the way you read the Gemara. Listen to this. He says when the Gemara says Moda, it's not going on Ritzufas, David. David, what's it talking about? It's going on the Halacha. Meaning, most places, Mufuzaros, skipping year does not work. Yes? If you would lay it fallow in the middle. But in places where they what? Lay it fallow, it works. Meaning that's exactly what Rav Huna is saying. Rav Chama is saying, you need 3 years consecutive, Yitzi. You need 3 years consecutive. That's by places where they never lay it what fallow. Umoda, Rav Chama says, Umoda Rav Huna. But in places where they lay it fallow, right? Then you can skip it. Then you what? You can skip a year. That year might not count, but you can skip a year. Does everyone see how to read it? It's not going on Ritzufin. It's going on the actual halacha. In places where they lay it fallow, then you can what? You can create a chazaka like this. You understand what I'm saying? That's how he reads the Gemara. Now it's a chiddush, because it's not really being motive. You know, what does moda mean? I admit, you make a klal, and I admit that there's an exception, right? According to this, it's not really an exception. It's, I said my klal in most places where it is what? Where the land is what? Where the land is, does never rest fallow. But, where it rests fallow, you can skip a year. So it's not really a pure moda. But that's how the Sukkos David wants to say the Ravan would read our Gemara. You hear what I'm saying? What's a little bit difficult with that? It's not really the purest moda. You know what I'm saying? But it is at least a way to read the Gemara. It's not commenting on what? On Ritzufin. Ellie, you got it? Does everyone cop this? Okay. Shmuel, you follow what I'm saying? When it says a moda, moda is not going on the Ritzufin. It's going on what type of places we're talking about. Alan, you follow what I'm saying? So it doesn't really fit in the purest way of moda. But that's a way the Ravan would read the Gemara. Yitzi, you chop it? You chop that? You understand how the Ravan's going to read the Gemara? Because moda usually means Ritzufin with the following exception. That's not what he's saying. He's not talking about Ritzufin. He's talking about the din. The din is normally on most places where they plant every year, you need 3 years consecutive. But in places where they lay it fallow, you can skip a year. Granted, that year won't count. I'm sorry. Granted, that year will count. Right? Granted, that year will count, according to the Ravan. Ravan Sheet is that year will count. Do you follow what I'm saying, David? That notion of mode is not the purest mode. See, according to the Ritva and the Ramban, and the Rashbam, Umoda is very pure. Because what does Moda mean? You need Ritzufin, right? You need Ritzufin. But I agree to you
That what? That in places where they lay it fallow, you could still create a chazaka, despite the fact it's not consecutive. Because they hold that year doesn't count, right? You follow what I'm saying? They hear that they hold that year doesn't count. See, according to the Ravan, Ravan is saying you could get three consecutive years in two ways. In a regular place where they plant every year, three straight years straight up where they plant every year. And in places where they lay it fallow, you could get 3 years, one, two, and three, even though two is not planted. So that's why the word mode is a little bit strange. It should say there are two tracks, but that's a way of reading the Gemara. That's why I say he wasn't commenting on the Ritzufas. He was commenting, you always need Ritzufas, according to the Ravan. Right? Question is, can you count a year where it lay fallow? In places where what? In places where they plant every year, you need one, two, three. You need consecutive. And you have to have those 3 years. In places where they lay it fallow, then you also have one, two, three, even though what? Even though you didn't actually plant. So that was the motive that he's reading. So I really want you guys to get this. This is very critical. Because we built up the Ramban's approach and Tos' approach. We spent a lot of time on Chav Chesem and Aleph, Chav Chesem and Beis. The Kasha, the Teretz, who fit better with the Kasha. Remember, the Ramban fit better with the Kasha. You shouldn't need a Taina. You shouldn't need to say, I bought it or I was gifted it. Because it's Muchzakas. According to Tosis, you need as many Raya's as possible, right? So we said the Kasha fit better according to Ramban. Fit better according to Ramban, not like Tosis. And the Teretz, the Din is, where you need a Taina, fits Tosis better where you need Raya's. According to Ramban, we said, what's Zevi? You need the injection, right? You need the injection. Can't happen like magic by itself. This really comes to the front today, the fold today, with these four nakudas. Shavuos Heses. Number two, must you be besocha? Number three, does the year fallow year count? And number four, must you at least in the fallow year plow or not? All these nakudas we want to say are habahatalia. So that's why I say it's a real shtickle tire here. With the Kasha of the Teretz, we should write this all up. Okay? Problem is I don't have enough time. Maybe during intercession we'll have to write this all up. With the Kasha and the Teretz of Chav Tesla Beis, this really speaks to the core of what is going on. And the last point is, how did the Ravan read the Gemara? The Sukkos David has a beautiful Chiddush because he switches the word, doesn't mean motive, purely means, it means, it wasn't talking about Ritzu, it was talking about a new din. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's stop Mincha. Tomorrow we'll go Vaita and we'll do Halacha 2 tomorrow. The early Shir tomorrow. Okay, let's stop Mincha.